to sing God's praise. Then when we first begun,
praise God,
praise God, praise.
I got the phone call yesterday about doing the funeral, and you know, it's kind of difficult because just last fall I did the funeral for my father's sister, Kathleen, and this is Kathleen's older son. So I got a call from Ronnie Campbell, which is her younger son, asking me to Alvis's wife, Carlene, she wasn't able to call on the phone, a little still distraught, and so he called me up and asked me if I would do the funeral and kind of filling in, and it's tough when you have a mother who passes away and just within a year her son. So it'll be a lot of emotions, and he said, Carlene, his wife, she also wants you to sing a couple songs. In the Garden was one of Alvis's favorite songs, but he also wanted to sing Amazing Grace. So he said, bring the music. So I got on the horn and I said, Terry Lee, would you like to be the music that I bring for this service? I said, it's down in Culpeper. He says, brother, I am there. And when you have a request of somebody, and their first response is, I am there, doesn't that make you feel good?
Yeah.
I believe that's what church is all about, folks. I believe that this subject we're going to talk about this morning, which is salvation, I believe that what it's all about is what we experience here in God's house, in the warmth of the Holy Spirit that we feel within God's house, that He allows us to carry with us. Jesus says, when I go, I will leave with you a comforter. Now, if Miss Ruby was standing up here, she'd be reminding you to make sure your choir is going to sing on Wednesday. And then after that, she'd be telling you that if you took that term comforter and you looked up the Greek word for it, the closest, oh yes, she's shaking her head now, yes, oh yes, oh yes. She would tell you that the definition very much, very much, very closely relates to the word co-pilot. In our challenge of our everyday lives, isn't it great to know that you have a co-pilot? In the sixth chapter in the book of 2 Corinthians, we then as workers together with Him also plead with you as not to receive the grace of God in vain. For He says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation, wow, and in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. We give no offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed. But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings, in purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers yet true, as unknown yet well known, as dying, behold, we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing all things. Heavenly Father, add a blessing unto the reading of your word today. It makes a statement here. Today, behold, now is the day of salvation. And then the writer just starts, bam, 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 bam. Just spitting them out there, good stuff, one after another, one after another, one after another. It's almost like prayer request time. Somebody says, Pastor, I have a praise for something that happened. And then we hear about flowers being given anonymously. We hear about good deeds that have been done. We've heard about people who have helped out people in difficult situations. Today is the day of salvation. So many times you've heard it in churches, and I totally believe. You ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. You say, I am a sinner. I have sinned and come short of the glory of this great God. He comes within your heart. He changes things. You are a new creature in Christ. It says you just stamp your ticket to heaven. Ever heard that term? Don't ask Bob. He'll tell you how to earn your way in. But you know you have that wonderful experience. But then we have the challenge of living our everyday lives. And I believe that every day is a day of salvation. Because I believe that God has given us that comforter to allow us to know without a shadow of a doubt that I am saved, I am saved. And then to live victoriously. I heard that word co-pilot, and just a couple of weeks ago I played in a golf tournament, went over to Route 50. It's the name of the course is South Riding. Have any of you ever played that golf course? No. Do you know why? You cannot find that golf course. I'll tell you honestly, you cannot find that golf course. I, in all my wisdom, first of all, I looked it up and it had little directions on the internet. And I don't print off, so I can only jot down a couple notes. And I got over there and you get close. You get close. And I was actually at the point that I could sit there and I could see holes of the golf course. But I couldn't find that little building they called Clubhouse. And I got my phone out and it has a GPS and I'm just punching it in. And I'm, oh well. And according to the little blue dot, according to where the red dot, I should be there, but I was not there. And it just, and I got, you ever get frustrated? No. Not while I'm in church, I don't. Right? You get frustrated. You get, I could see the dots, and the dots are lining up, but I'm not there. There is no clubhouse inside of me. I see a whole... And I finally made it to the way, and I was there and frustrated, and then pulled behind me is old Chet Young. And he was the last one there that morning, which is very surprising because he's the guy that kind of leads this group, and he's always the first one there. And I looked at him and smiled, and I said, running late? And he had a few things to say that we cannot repeat in church. Because he had had the same difficulty that I had had. And he came to me, he says, you know, he said, I have asked three different people within this development to tell me how to get here to the golf course. And finally, the third one said, I can't tell you, but if you follow me, I will lead you there. It's a true story. It is a, they got a little thing, you got to know the roads, not the right name, you know, all this kind of stuff going on. And I thought to myself, I said, you know, with this frustration, there has got to be a lesson somewhere. You ever feel that way? In your life, when something happens and you go, God, I know you're trying to teach me something. And then I thought about it. If you were to ask somebody directions and they wrote them down for you, you'd feel pretty confident. If you got online and you Googled maps and you looked down it and you printed it off, you'd feel pretty confident. But if somebody jumped in your car and said, you know what? I know where it is. I'm going to take you to it. How would you feel then? And that's what I believe our Holy Spirit that God has left for us to lead us and guide us, direct us, being our co-pilot within our life, taking us through those curves, those little back streets, those little turns, the ones that the sign is not quite right, and you look, God's got those things taken care of. He is the one, that will see us through situations that we see no end in sight. We not only can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, sometimes we can't even see the tunnel, folks. And God will step in and He will make a way. He will allow you to deal with things that if you ask me, just my simple opinion, I don't understand how some of the folks with under the sound of my voice, how they have dealt with situations in their life. I have no concept of that. I have no concept of pain and suffering that some of you have been through. In my mind, I can't rationalize it. But in my heart of hearts, I know that we have a God. We have a God who is warm, who is tender, who is compassionate, who is caring. And He will allow you to get through this thing that hurts you so very much. He will make a way. He will bring people into your life at just the time you need them. Somebody's going to ask you what that little flower is at just the time they need to let you know what that little flower is. What kind of flower was that? All kinds. I love this time of year. I love it when the mornings are cool. Get up in the morning, take that big, coffee in the morning. Outside, breathing in. Everybody breathe in. Just take a breath. We saved a lot on air conditioning right at that moment. But that's the way it should be. Well, you know how you feel like that in the fall of the year? That's the way you ought to feel every day when you start thinking about your salvation and what God has done for you. That's the way you ought to feel in every situation when you're challenged with something. Don't let this get in your way. God doesn't work, but He does it from within here. The heart. So many years ago, I heard the greatest sermon I'd ever heard for Bible students. It was a great, if I mentioned his name, every one of you'd know. He's on television, all these things, great evangelist, all. And he came and everybody was all in. Everybody's on their best behavior, just like everywhere else. Bible college, they had certain ones sitting up on the platform. They even asked me to lead the songs. Can you believe that? That's a hard-pressed thing to do. But most of the time, I was invited into one of the offices, but not the one where you led the songs at. The one that had the little disciplinarian action going. You know about that, don't you, Bob? Amen. Boy, here come the big dogs are coming and they're trying to put their best foot forward. So
Boy, they had them out. You lead a song. This is what we're going to do. And the best of companies were playing that day. The best students ahead. Boy, they had the best singers singing that morning. And this guy got up, and I'll never forget it. He says, I'm going to give you the greatest piece of advice in your ministry. He says, you're going to spend the most of your time working on the message. You're going to try to get that illustration that, boy, when you find that and you give that illustration, oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Put away. You're going to find that piece of scripture that's going to touch people's heart. Oh, that's just nice. You're going to work on the way that you live. Oh, that's just, you're going to. He says, but the thing that you need to do, he says, you need to work about this much time on the message. He says, but you need to work this much time on the messenger. And that was his whole sermon. Working on the messenger. Working on the messenger. And my friends, you folks have done that. Somebody came to me this morning and said, Charlie, I'm sorry. I said, what are you sorry about? Well, I was wrong when I said such and such to you. And I said, well, thank you. You didn't offend me, but because normally you have to take a number, wait in line to offend me. And that's true. Because a lot of people like to do that. They believe it's their God gift. It's believed it's their ministry to offend. But you know what? The messenger. I enjoyed the message, but I enjoy and I love the messenger that said that to me today. Makes that how you feel on a Sunday morning before you get up to preach. I love it. I love what God has done for me. I believe the salvation that He gives us. It is guaranteed throughout eternity. You're not going to lose it, folks. But I'll tell you one thing, you have a responsibility to live it every day. That Comforter, that Holy Spirit, is going to be with us every day. Because you need Him. You go out here in this world, they're going to beat you down. They're going to wear on you a little bit. You're going to have people pulling at you. You're going to have situations that just don't go your way. You're going to have people that just don't treat you the way you should be treated. That's why we have a God who loves us, even when we didn't deserve to be loved. And that love far outweighs any strife, any disruptions, any awkward situations, any trials, any tribulations, any persecution that comes against you. My God is far greater, far stronger, if I simply keep my eyes focused and my trust in Him. I don't know about you, but I believe it. I simply believe it. Friday night, the boys are going to come. This place is going to be quite full. Brother Mark Trammell is going to be here singing for us. He has the number one song in the nation. Mark Trammell is one of the nicest gentlemen I've ever met in my life. When he first come to sing for us, it was on a Sunday morning. He had a little trailer behind. He pulled across the street over here when this street was just two lanes instead of this big old wide expanse we have out here now. It was Sunday morning. There's about 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground. I'd just been shoveling out front. When he pulled up, I ran over to him. I said, Mark, I said, you're headed south. If you want to, you can just keep on going because I don't think we're going to have too many in church this morning. He said, brother, I came to sing and share the love of God with you and your people if you will have us. Came inside, and man, we had a big whopping 20-some that morning to hear the Mark Trammell Trio. As the years have gone by, his ministry has grown. Trust me, you're going to hear the number one quartet that I heard 2 weeks ago down in Louisville, Kentucky, the National Quartet Convention. When he sang that Statue of Liberty, everyone in that place, then they bombed, they stood up, they kept on clapping, they kept on praising God. You're going to hear the best that there is. But the unique thing, that same heart caused a man to want to come in and sing to just a handful. God has blessed that. I believe that if we are faithful to Him in those little things, in those little small things, those things that aren't seen so readily, if we will simply be faithful to Him, don't you think that makes Him want to just be faithful to us in the big things? Because I don't know about you, but I got big things. I got big things. I'm like the guy who's on the front row here praying, and if Rich was here, we'd make it a Texas millionaire comes in, sits on the fellow in the front, he's praying. The man in the back, he overhears him because his need is to pay his electric bill, about $120. Man walks up, hands him a couple hundred dollars, and he said, "All right, now, God, focus on the big thing, the problems that I have." You know those little things that we have in life? Those are the things that God hears. Because when you start feeling good about the little things, you'll be amazed that when that big thing happens, you're going to be ready. I know that nothing is going to come against me that God is not going to just walk in and be victorious over. Amen? Amen. Thanks for all the guests being here today. We got, wave at me, folks, over there. Boy, try not to outdress the pastor too much. Oh, come on, brother. I just love that color. I love that. Is that teal? Man, I love that color. They come in, they looking handsome sitting there. You make sure you welcome them. You shake their hand before they leave. Folks, we got people walking our congregation, got needs, got hurts. Sometimes this is about the only hour out of the week there where they really get an uplifting. So you got a job to do. Throw a little arm around them. Shake their hand. Give them a little warmth. Show them a little love. I believe God, that's what God would have us to do today. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house. We have shared your word. We have lifted up your name in song. And God, we have felt your Holy Spirit. We thank you, God. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for each one of those prayer requests that were made earlier. We thank you for those praises. We thank you for the angels that you sent. And God, just let us know that we care and we love you because you love us. Now give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this building. Allow us to take with us the glory that you place within. Allow us to share this wonderful salvation that we feel so alive in our life every day. Let us be a witness for you in the big things and also in the small things. God, just let us be your children and love you as you love us. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people say amen. Terry, play for me over here. I don't know what's in there.